He is starting the lineup being announced. We will take a timeout. We'll be back with your tip-off. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mountain Home Lady Bombers coming up in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Asphalt, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center in Asphalt and their new welding center in Mountain View, Arkansas, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Endless possibilities close to home. Ozarka College.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bears and Lady Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative encourages members to take energy efficiency and conservation measures now to help keep winter energy costs in check. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative Energy Advisor's first recommendation is to have a licensed professional inspect your heat pump. Another key is to set the system to the heat setting, not emergency heat or auxiliary. Visit NAECI.com for more energy-saving tips. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Springs School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Springs School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And we're back after the timeout. Get ready for the introduction of the starting lineup for tonight's game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And let's check that lineup for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears for you again. It'll be Bryn Washam wearing number 4. Number 3, Laney Young. Number 10, Lauren Stagg. Number 24, Adriana Corbett. And number 35, Sarah Crow. And we'll get the lineup here for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We have Husky number 10. Rithberg number 2. Number 22. And number 23, Lauren Winnegar. Number 22, Moore. And Amelia Rucker, number 24. So there you go, starting lineup for tonight's game. And we'll say thanks to some of the boosters helping to bring you Mammoth Spring Bear basketball tonight. They include the Sunset Salon and Barbering of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer, Allen Supported Living of Thayer, and the Steak and Shake of West Lane. Laney Bombers first to take the court here. They'll wear the white uniforms trimmed in the blue and gold. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will wear the blue trimmed in the white. So here we go. Sarah Crow will jump it up against number 22, Moore, for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Sarah Crow, taller of the two, and the tip is up and controlled by the Mammoth Spring Bears. Won the tip, but Mountain Home with a steal. They bounce it down inside. Now kick it back out front. Working it down to the baseline. Now back in the corner. Number 2 with it, Rithberg. Rithberg will give it out, and around front it goes to number 10, Husky. Husky backs it out. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears really extending that zone way out on the floor. They expect these Bombers to shoot bombs away. Mountain Home with it. 13 seconds on the play clock now. Husky with it out front. Got to hurry and get rid of it. Down to 8 seconds on the play clock. Back to Husky. Now on the left side for Rucker. Rucker. Long shot. That's Ritzberg from the top of the key. No good. Rebound bounces off the rim and is taken by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Here they come. Another shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Mammoth Spring. Quick up the court. They go to Washam. Into the lane. Couldn't complete the shot. And the rebound controlled by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And the Bears will steal a midcourt and then throw it away into the backcourt. And Husky runs it down for the Lady Bombers. Bombers get in the half-court set. Got it off to Moore. Long three-point shot. No good. Rebound, Ritzberg. Back up and in. Ritzberg with the first 2 points of the night. And the Mountain Home Lady Bombers jump out to a 2-0 lead. Full court pressure by the Lady Bombers. Lady Bears break it. Got it down to Laney Young. Laney says, let's slow it down a little bit here. Ball on top. Now goes to Crow at the high post. Fakes left. One step down the right side of the lane and scores. Boy, that's pretty. She's a good player. Sarah Crow ties the game at 2. 6:23 to go. And now Mammoth Spring goes to the full court pressure. And the Lady Bombers break it. Got the ball up the floor to Ritzberg. Ritzberg penetrates into the lane. Kicks it back outside for Moore. Moore down the left side. Her shot is blocked by Crow. Loose ball picked up by Ritzberg. Couldn't follow it in. And there's a travel on Mountain Home. Number 23, Winnegar, had the rebound and travel with it. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will come with a chance to take the lead here. Tied at 2. Bears inbound to Lawrence Gags. Pushes it up the floor. Got it all the way up into the corner for Bryn Washam. Washam got it off to, Corbett. Her shot is no good. Rebound, Mammoth Spring. Going back up. The shot wouldn't fall. But the Bears still be going to the line to shoot 2. Number 24, Adriana Corbett, will be at the free throw line for Mammoth Spring. Foul was on number 23 for Mountain Home. That is Winnegar, her first of the night. And the free throw is good by Corbett. Corbett with her first point of the game. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears out to a 3-2 lead and make it 4-2. Both free throws are good. After being down 2-0, Lady Bears have scored 4 straight. And a little bit of full court pressure now by the Lady Bears and Mountain Home breaks it. That is Riftberg up the floor, has the ball poked away. We get a held ball, and the possession arrow belongs to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. The Bears making substitutions here. And looks like, actually, Mountain Home making substitutions. I'm sorry. Mountain Home will bring number 25 into the game. That is Coleman. And looks like number 10's already in there. Here the Lady Bears break the full court pressure, got the ball up the court. For Washam. Washam inside the Crow. Count in a foul. Sarah Crow breaking down the right side of the lane. Washam hit her right on the numbers with a pass right up for the layup. It is good, and she'll go to the line for the and one. Foul on Mountain Home is on number. Well, we didn't see it. I haven't posted the number yet. And the free throw is up and good for Sarah Crow. So Sarah off to a good night already. 5 points in the game early. Here comes Mountain Home, number 11, Mullen, races up the floor. Guys outside the Husky. Husky out on top now to Coleman. Coleman back over to Husky. Three-point shot from the left side, no good. And a rebound taken by Sarah Crow. And here come the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Bringing it up out of the backcourt. All the way, the bucket shot is up, no good. By number 23, Ty Davis. And here comes Mountain Home coming the other way. We've got to get a whistle and a foul. Going all the way to the basket with it was number 11, Mullen, and she is fouled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That foul is on Sarah Crow. That'll be number one on Sarah tonight. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead it by 5, make it 4 now as the free throw is up and good for Mullen. Mountain Home with more substitutions. Number 24 is back in the game. That is Rucker. And look like number 33, Williams, is checked in. Second free throw for Mullen is good. And it's back to a 3-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 7-4 should be our score. Now they get it up on the board. Mammoth Spring breaks the full court pressure. Got the ball to Corbett. Corbett out on top. Gives it to Lawrence Gags. Little hook pass down inside to Crow. Crow got it inside for Corbett. And then she dribbled it off her foot and out of bounds. I think probably Coach Small going to say, Sarah, you got that ball 3 feet from the basket, shoot it. Full court pressure again by the Lady Bears. Mountain Home getting a little bit of trouble here. They got it over to Husky. Husky finally got it across the timeline for Mullen. Mullen down in the corner. Got it there to Williams. Williams trying to pass it back out to Mullen. And it all poked away by the defense of Laney Young. Mountain Home will inbound it on the sideline, right in front of the Mammoth Spring bench. They got it in. The number 11, Mullen, at the top of the key. Mullen swings the right side, now down on the corner for Rucker. Rucker bounces one to Williams at the high post. Her pass is deflected, and the Lady Bears off on the run. Here they come, got it down inside, now outside. Laney Young with the free throw line. Leads it on the left side for Ty Davis. Davis trying to get it inside to Crow. She couldn't hang on to the pass. It's stolen by Williams from Mountain Home. Williams will give it back out front. That's the Lady Bombers giving the offense. Here's a three-point shot on the left side. Good! Number 24, Rucker. It's a three for Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We're tied at 7, 3:58 to go in the first quarter. And these two teams are playing at a pace. I don't know if they can keep this up for a whole game. And here the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears going to throw it away. Got the ball to Sarah Crow. She tried to feed it down to Laney Young, and the ball went off her hands and out of bounds. And more substitutions for Mountain Home. See who checked back in there. Number 23 is back in. That is Winnegar. Mountain Home with a basketball. With a pass to the outside, deflected, but picked up by the Lady Bombers. Going to the paint and giving it off to number 10. That is Husky. Her short jumper is no good. Rebound controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Here they come. Coming up the right side. Got the ball across the timeline. That is Adriana Corbett. Corbett gives it to Sarah Crow out around the three-point line. She'll feed it to the top of the key and now on the left side wing. Now down to Crow cutting down the lane. Short jumper is no good. And the rebound taken by Mountain Home. And then we get a foul going up the floor the other way on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They call a foul. No. Well, it didn't signal a foul. But they do have two team fouls up for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So they did only have two. Foul on Mammoth Spring was on. That will straighten that out later. Mountain Home with a shot. No good. Sarah Crow with a rebound for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Mammoth Spring quick up the floor. Got it to Bryn Washam. Down the right side of the lane for the lay-in. Bryn Washam with her first 2 points of the night. Mammoth Spring back on top, 9-7. Here comes Rithberg from out home. Got it in the corner. Long shot is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Mount Home. Back up and in. That was Rithberg. Smallest player on the floor. Got the inside position and the rebound. And with our score tied at 9, we've got a timeout on the court. Coach Scott Small wants to talk about it for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
And back trying to figure out the that last foul was called was on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, was on Laney Young. So there we are. Laney Young's got a foul, and Sarah Crow's got one. And for the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, they've only been called for two. One of those on number 23, Winnegar. And the other one is on Rithberg, I believe. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the ball working against the full-court pressure. We got a backcourt violation. All the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 24, Adriana Corbett, caught it on one side of the line, then stepped over into the backcourt and back over again. So the Bears with a turnover. And the press has given the Lady Bears some problems. Mountain Home with a basketball. Got it to Rucker. Rucker feeds it out top to Moore. Moore has it poked away, gets it back at the free throw line. Pulls up in the lane, short jumper. It's in and out, no good. Rebound Sarah Crow. Sarah, long outlet pass. Taken by the Lady Bears, going to the bucket, counted, and a foul. Number 4, Bryn Washington with her second run out of the night. She drew the contact, went up with the shot, counted. Mammoth Spring Bears are up 11-9, and the foul on the Mountain Home is on number 22. That is Moore. Will be her first of the game. And Bryn Washington at the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play, and it's good. Bryn Washington with 5 points tied with Sarah Crow for the game high for Mammoth Spring. They have scored 10 of the 12 for the Lady Bears. Mountain Home with a basketball. Husky brings it into the front court. Wings it on the left side to Rucker. Rucker down to Risberg. Going down to the baseline. Ball knocked away. We're going to get a hell ball call. A good defensive play out there by the Lady Bears. That was Adriana Corbett. Ties her up on the baseline. And it'll be Mountain Home basketball on the alternating possession play. Husky will trigger it in down along the baseline. Looking inside, nobody open. Got it outside to Rucker for three. That one is no good. And the rebound taken by Bryn Washam for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Or excuse me, that was Landy Young on the rebound. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with it to bring it into the front court. Working against a tough man-to-man defense by these Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Ball goes on the left side, down to the baseline, all the way to the bucket. Bryn Washam. And Bryn Washam has scored the last 7 points for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They lead it now by 5, 14-9, with a minute 11 to go in the first quarter. Here's a pass up the sideline, deflected by the Lady Bears. Mountain Home will trigger it in on the near sideline. Substitution is in. Williams, number 33, back in for the Lady Bombers. They inbound the ball to Husky. Down to 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Been a good first quarter, a lot of action. Mountain Home working around the perimeter. The Lady Bears zone defense. Got it to Risberg. Risberg penetrates in lane, kicks it back outside for Husky. Husky couldn't get open for a shot against the 2-2-1 zone. Got it in the corner to Williams. Williams way out front to Husky. Down the left side to Rucker. Rucker up with a shot. And there's a shot clock violation. Oh, we got a foul call on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears just before the shot clock violation. A foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That'll be on number 23. That is Tay Davis. And going to the line to shoot two, number 24. Excuse me, that is Rucker, and she hits the free throw. So Rucker's got a three and a free throw. She got 4 points in the game. Makes it a 4-point Mammoth Spring Bear lead, Lady Bear lead. And Rucker on to shoot another. This one is up and good. Nothing but nylon for Rucker. And again, full court pressure. 4-point Mammoth Spring Bear lead. 38 seconds to go. It's a long pass. Cross court. Washam trying to get it over to Laney Young. And the ball goes out of bounds. Off the hands of the Mountain Home defense. Mammoth Spring will inbound it. 35 seconds on the game clock. 30 seconds on the shot clock. But well, we haven't had to worry about much of the shot clock in this one. These two teams have been going up and down and going at it. Here's Young with it out front for the Lady Bears. Is it over out top for, excuse me, that is Davis. Davis, and they're right back to Young. Laney passing in the middle, taken by Sarah Crow. She puts it up and in. Sarah Crow with a nice move. She's got 7 in the quarter. Mountain Home coming the other way. Mammoth Spring with a 5-point lead. 6 seconds to play. Here's a long 3-point shot. Good for Mountain Home. That was number 10. Husky hits a three. And that makes it a 2-point game at the end of one quarter of play. 16-14. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Mountain Home Lady Bombers here at the Highland Classic. We'll be back to the A.L. Hudson Center in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Health Care. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Health Care in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Now we're back at the beautiful A.L. Hudson Center. If you've never been to a basketball game at Highland at the Hudson Center, beautiful facility. And, of course, this is the site of the Highland Classic going on this week. Highland Lady Rebels play here tomorrow night. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are playing here right now against the Mountain Home Bombers. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have a lead 16-14 as we head into the second quarter. Sarah Crow and Bryn Washam have combined for 14 of the 16 points for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And Adriana Corbett has the other two. And here come the Lady Bears with the basketball. Nice move. Got it into the middle for Sarah Crow, and she scores again. So Crow is dominating in the point or in the paint as she does about every night. Here comes Mountain Home the other way. They swing one all the way down through the baseline area and then throwing it away into the backcourt. So the Mountain Home Lady Bombers getting a little bit ahead of themselves, playing maybe a little bit too fast. And the turnover will go to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a four-point lead just underway in the second quarter. Lady Bears bring it in the front court with Tay Davis. They'll give it up in the right corner for Bryn Washam. Got it to Sarah Crow at the three-point line. Now back over to Davis. Back to Crow at the free throw line. Now out front and on the left side. Back out on top to Crow. Good motion offense here as the Lady Bombers are playing that man-to-man. All back to Davis on top. Down to 13 seconds on the play clock. Crow's got it on the wing. Back out to Davis. Davis will lob it to Crow at the elbow. A little give and go, and pass is stolen by Mountain Home. Good defensive stand there by the Lady Bombers. Here they come with the basketball. Husky got it up in the corner to Williams for three. That is no good. And the rebound taken by Bryn Washam for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Washam brings it up across the timeline, feeds it across to Tay Davis. And Mammoth Spring resets with 6:49 to go in the first half. Ball goes on the right side for Lainey Young. Young out top and now to Davis. Davis back out on top for Washam. Washam moving off the screen, feeds it down the corner. And now in the lane, ball is tipped and stolen again by Mountain Home. They come out on the break. Got it to Williams, driving all the way into the lane. Stop, shoots, and scores. Nice play by Williams as the Bears have got back defensively. And now Mammoth Spring coming against the pressure. Bryn Washam with it in the backcourt. Has it poked away from behind. And loose ball picked up by Moore. Moore races the other way for Mountain Home. Gives the ball up to Husky. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring with a two-point lead. Mountain Home trying to break the tie here. They're back in that zone defense, kind of a 3-2 zone. There's a pass to the right wing, deflected and out of bounds by Lainey Young. Nice play by Lainey. Mountain Home will trigger it in on the far sideline right in front of the Mammoth Spring bench. A couple of substitutions. Rucker back in the ball game. And who else came in? Number 23 back in there. That is Winiger. Inbound at the number 10 Husky. The point guard has it top of the key. Lady Bears jump out on her. She'll give the ball up for Renegar. Renegar back to Husky. Husky looking to penetrate down the right side of the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. Rebound gets on the floor and comes all the way out to Rucker for Mountain Home. Got that ball over to Moore. Moore hands it off now to Rucker out on top. They'll swing it down the corner. Got it down there for Rithberg. She drives the baseline. And it's going to get fouled on the play. Foul will be on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll have to check the number. Lawrence Gags gets up off the bench. And coming in, the foul is on number 35, Sarah Crow, and that'll be number 2 on Sarah. And she will come out of the ballgame. And the free throw is up and good for Rithberg. And that makes it a 2-point ballgame. Actually makes it a 1-point ballgame. Rithberg with the free throw has got 5 points. And looking to tie it here. Lawrence Skaggs back in the ballgame. Sarah Crow goes to the Mammoth Spring bench with two fouls here in the second quarter. And the second free throw is up and good. Our score tied at 18 with 5:27 to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with it in the backcourt. Tay Davis out up across the timeline. They go down. Oh, got it down low to Lainey Young, who drives down the baseline for the lay-in. First 2 points in the light for Lainey. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are back up by 2, 20-18. Out top is Husky. Takes it between the circle. Looking to penetrate. Lady Bears cut her off. She give it over to Rithberg. Rithberg back out front for Husky. Husky back on the left to Rithberg. She'll try a three. That one is short. Up off the rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have got it out on the break. The 2-on-2. Got it down to Washam, who lays it up and in. Bryn Washam from Lady Young, and it's a 4-point Mammoth Spring Lady Bear lead. Here comes Nathelm with it again. Out on top is Husky. Down on the right side to Ritzberg. Another three-point try. No good. Rebound controlled by Bryn Washington. And she gets pushed. And that'll be a foul on the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Number 24 called for the foul. That is Rucker. Non-shooting foul. Mammoth Spring will inbound here. Down against the pressure again. Got the ball to... there's a throwaway. Got the ball to Davis. Davis tried a one-handed pass up the floor. It's intercepted by Moore from Mountain Home. Moore gives it to Rucker. Now to Ritzberg on the wing. Trying to go to the high post. Ball is stolen by Davis. Davis lobs the pass down inside Delaney Young to Washington for the lay-in. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears has sprinted out to a six-point lead, 24-18, with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And we've got a timeout on the court. We'll be back in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's been 25 years since Community First started as a locally owned, customer-focused community bank in West Plains. Stop by the main bank lobby in West Plains the week of November 14th through the 18th and help them celebrate. They'll have refreshments, door prizes, and giveaways. Come see why they live up to their name, Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Mammoth Spring Lady Bear basketball tonight brought to you in part by the Mammoth Spring School District, Monarch Realty, Solomon Cornelius, your broker in Thayer and Willow Springs, and the Palace Drug Stores in Mammoth Spring and Salem. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears just sprinted out to a 24-18 lead here with 4:01 remaining in the first half. Lady Bears led by two at the end of the quarter. They extended that lead now to six. Good defense by the Lady Bears. And Mountain Home with the basketball. Mullen with it. Feeds it to the right side. And the pass is going to be kicked and go out of bounds. And they'll reset the shot clock. I'm learning about this shot clock, just like all the fans have instituted the shot clock for the first time this year in Arkansas. Now the other official, one of the three, says, do we reset the shot clock? Ball was kicked out of bounds. I don't know if that warrants restarting the shot clock or not. Well, anyway, we got a little bit of water on the floor. They're going to get that taken care of here. And so the official, they're learning just like everybody else. 3:51 to go in the first half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading by six. Mountain Home with the basketball. Now the official is trying to figure out maybe how much time was on the shot clock. Yeah, they're going to say that the shot clock, and now they're running the time off. The time is going off on the side too. So they said it's 3:51 and the shot clock at 26 seconds. Well, Mountain Home does not get a new clock on the ball, kicked out of bounds. Mountain Home will inbound it. Boy, got to hurry, and they finally got it in for Rucker. Rucker feeds it out on top to Mullen. Mullen to the left side wing, kicked it on top. Husky with a three-point shot, and it's good. Husky with her second three-pointer tonight for Mountain Home, and the Lady Bombers are back to within three just like that. And again, full-court pressure. Lammas Spring Lady Bears break it. Got it down to Laney Young. Her shot no good. Follow-up is good by Ty Davis. And excuse me again, it's Tay Davis. Tay Davis with the lay-in off the rebound. I mean, she went up, caught it in the air, and put it back in. What an athletic move by Tay Davis. And the foul was on number 24, Rucker, for Mountain Home, her second of the game. And Davis hits the free throw. So Davis now with 3 points in the game, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are back up by six, 27-21. Substitution for the Lady Bombers. So you checked in here. Looks like number 25 is back in there. That is Coleman. Last 22, I'm sorry, Moore. Moore gets it at the free throw line, gives it up, and a pass out front stolen by Tay Davis. Tay will drive. Oh, and has the ball knocked away from behind, and a foul going to be called as she was going up for the layup. Number 11, Mullen, wasn't going to let her have the easy one. Caught her from behind. She got ball and all. And it'll be going to the line to shoot two for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Tay Davis, who just hit one a moment ago. Foul on Mullen will be her first of the ball game for Mountain Home. And a free throw is up and no good for Davis. Number 23 for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. playing a good game tonight. Another one is up, and this one is no good. She missed them both. Rebound, ball is up and controlled by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. Oh, there was a double dribble, no call. Number 10 with it, Husky out front. Feeds it over to Rucker. Rucker out on top. Back to Husky. In a three from there a moment ago. She's trying to get another one, but the Lady Bears are kind of covered up. She'll feed it off now to Mullen. Mullen trying to drive the baseline. Mammoth playing Lady Bears cut her off. She throws it down the baseline. Shot is up by Rucker from the wing. No good. The rebound taken by Moore. Moore out on top to Husky. Husky dumps it inside to Rucker. Turns, shoots, and scores. Nice play there by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And again, full court pressure. Lady Bears will get it up across the timeline. Davis got it up to Washam. Washam drives down into the lane, pulls up with a shot. No. Rebound. No. And the rebound taken by Mountain Home. So Corbett misses on her put back on the rebound. And it was rebounded by Mountain Home, and the Lady Bombers will get it out of bounds. Ball knocked away by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. 2:14 to go in the first half. 4-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Coach Scott Small pacing on the sidelines on the far side. Mountain Home with it. Leaves it out front to Mullen. Mullen goes to the high post for Moore. Moore outside. 3-point shot is good by Coleman. Coleman hits a three. Her first bucket of the night. And the Mammoth Spring lead is back to one, 27-26. Lady Bears gets the ball to Lawrence Gag. She gets tied up in the corner, got rid of it, but Mountain Home comes out of there with a basketball. Got it down inside, shot is up, no good by Mullen. And then a whistle and a foul after the rebound. And the foul's going to go against the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, number 24, that is Rucker. They say that'll be her second. And we'll walk to the other end and shoot the 1-1. That is team foul number 7 on the Lady Bombers. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears at the line shooting the 1-1. It'll be Lauren Skaggs to shoot for Mammoth Spring. Trying to add to the 1-point lead here. Lady Bears have led by as many as 6. Mountain Home had a lead early. And with a minute 40 to go in the first half, Lauren Skaggs at the line. Free throw. Ooh, rattles in and out. No good. That ball was all but down and popped out. And in 41 years of doing this, I still have not figured out the physics that allows that to happen. Here comes Mountain Home with it. 3-point shot on the way. No good by Mullen. The rebound goes out of bounds. And it'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball. The official comes on, checks the young lady, tried to save that ball from going out of bounds. As she hits the railing down there on the far end, she says she's okay. Mammoth Spring will inbound it. Again, full court pressure by Mountain Home. Ball comes in. Long pass up the court is going to be taken by Bryn Washam, who will score the layup. Bryn Washam with 13 first half points to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Back on top by 3 with a minute to go in the first half. Husky with it for the Lady Bombers. Feeds it down in the left corner to Coleman. Shoots a 3. She hit one from there a moment ago. That one no good. Rebound. Controlled by Risberg. Risberg feeds it back outside for Moore. Her 3-point shot is no good. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball. 43 seconds to go in the first half, so Mammoth Spring will have to take a shot. 35 seconds on the shot clock. Now the officials at the scorer's table. Don't know what they're discussing. Something the Mountain Home coach had a question about something over there. And here we go. 45 seconds to go. 30 seconds. As the Lady Bears bring it across the timeline, got it to Washington. Wash him out front to Young. Young now down the left corner to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Davis. Davis on the left side wing. Down to 19 seconds on the play clock. Got it back to Young. Young getting the cutter in the lane. Shot is up and good. From behind the basket, Adriana Corbett with her first field goal. Lady Bears with the lead. Mountain Home on the other end. 3-point shot is good by number 33, Williams. Her first made three-pointer of the night. Back to a 2-point game, 7 seconds to go. Ball goes to Lauren Skaggs. Skaggs got it to Washam, driving the baseline, going all the way to basket. No, but she's fouled. And she'll go the line and shoot for the two-shot foul. They give her two. Fouls on number 22, Moore. And it'll be Bryn Washam at the free throw line for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. No time on the clock. I think they'll go over and probably put about a second back on as the buzzer sounded before the goalkeeper. And he's going to put half a second. All right, 0.5 on the clock. Bryn Washam at the free throw line shooting the two-shot foul. Trying to add to a two-point Mammoth Spring Bear lead. The first one is good. Bryn Washam for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears having a night. She's got 14 here in the first half. Second one is up, and it is good. Washam with 15. And Mountain Home will inbound it. And that'll be our half. Our score, 33-29. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We'll be back with your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bears and Lady Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative encourages members to take energy efficiency and conservation measures now to help keep winter energy costs in check. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative Energy Advisor's first recommendation is to have a licensed professional inspect your heat pump. Another key is to set the system to the heat setting, not emergency heat or auxiliary. Visit NAECI.com for more energy-saving tips. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
And we're back. It's halftime here at the A.L. Hudson Center, the Highland Classic here in Highland, Arkansas. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears playing the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And here at the half, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have the lead, 33-29. It was a 16-14 Mammoth Spring Bear lead at the end of one quarter. They outscored Mountain Home 17-15 in the second quarter and have the four-point lead. Bears have led by as many as 6. And this game has been played at quite a pace. I don't know if these young ladies can keep this up all night long or not. I mean, it's been full court pressure. It's been fast-paced action. We've had some three-point shots. We've had some great cuts to the basket and layups. And we did have a little bit of everything in this one. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are really playing well here. The Mountain Home Lady Bombers, who are just getting their season started, are playing well as well. Again, 33-29 our score. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead at the half. If you weren't with us earlier tonight, the Mammoth Spring Bears played a dandy with the Harrison Goblins. The Bears hit a shot to tie it. Nathaniel Rogers hit a three-pointer to tie the game at 58. And then here comes Mountain Home with 3.8 seconds to go. They hit a three to win it as the buzzer went off, 61-58. It was quite a game. Mammoth Spring trailed by as many as 10 in that game. So give Coach Cooper and his Bears some credit. They were down, 30-23 at the half, trailed by 4 at the end of three quarters, and they were down by 10 for a while in that third quarter. Made a run late, and then just stayed right with Mountain Home. Matter of fact, the Bears scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. Mountain Home just scored 16, but they had that five-point lead, and they win it by 3 Final score there again, 61-58. Here, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Mountain Home Lady Bombers by a score of 33-29. It is halftime. We'll take another break. We're back. Look at your individual scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Regional Family Healthcare. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Family Healthcare in Mammoth Spring. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Regional Family Healthcare is located at 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
I am Solomon Cornelius.
I am Lou Adams.
I am Derek Carlson.
I am John Ediger.
We are Monarch Realty.
Experience matters when buying or selling your home, and how you're treated matters too. Here at Monarch Realty, we have the knowledge and a national network of buyers for your home. We also treat you like royalty. Give us a call today.
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
The experts will tell you good tires are needed for safe driving. And with the winter months lurking, it's time right now to inspect and get a new set of tires on order. Well, if you don't know, the Car Doctor, too, has just about any kind of tire and brand you want. And the prices are outstanding. Don't sacrifice safety on the road. Get all your tires. Get them mounted, balanced, and a front-end alignment. And they do all your automotive repairs, major and minor. Trust experience. Trust Corey, Steve, and the good guys at the Car Doctor, too, just north of there on 63. And yes, they do oil changes every day.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its Great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
Back here at the A.L. Hudson Center, it is halftime of our game. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears leading the Mountain Home Lady Bombers by a score of 33-29. Check the scoring. First up for the Lady Bombers, they've had six different players score in this game. And they're led by Rucker. She has 7 points on the line. 5 for Williams, 3 for Coleman, 2 for Mullins, 6 for Husky, and 6 for Rithberg. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they're led by Bryn Washam. She has 15 in the first half, 9 for Sarah Crow. Almost all of those, as a matter of fact, all of those did come in the first quarter. Sarah didn't play much in the second quarter as she picked up her second foul early in the second quarter. So Mammoth Spring Lady Bears hanging with Mountain Home without their all-stater Sarah Crow on the floor tonight. Adriana Corbett with 4, 2 for Lainey Young, and 3 for Tay Davis. Again, 33-29. Is our halftime score. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead over the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, go Bears and Lady Bears.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting a flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have high-dose flu shots in stock for seniors 65 and older. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
It's been 25 years since Community First started as a locally owned, customer-focused community bank in West Plains. Stop by the main bank lobby in West Plains the week of November 14th through the 18th and help them celebrate. They'll have refreshments, door prizes, and giveaways. Come see why they live up to their name, Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let's face it, the last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Stephanie, Missy, Howley, Lisa, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're about set for our second half. Both teams have made their way back out on the court here at the A.L. Hustas Center in Highland, Arkansas. The Highland Classic, which will be games here again tomorrow night. And weather permitting, I guess. So I haven't seen anything that would indicate if the weather has started here in the Ozarks. If you haven't heard the weather in a while, we're looking at a chance for snow in the Ozarks tonight. We're just hoping to get all this in and everybody home safe before that moves into the region. Again, they were at halftime here. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead over the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And it'll be Lady Bear, and it'll be Mountain Home basketball to start the second half. As we get ready to go here from the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. All right, Lady Bears, we'll start with the looks like same lineup that started the ball game. Lauren Skaggs, Sarah Crow, Bryn Washam, Adriana Corbett, and Lainey Young. For Coach Scott Small and his Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Mountain Home back to their starting lineup as well. Rithberg, Husky, Winiger, Moore, and Rucker. And here we go. Mountain Home inbounds the ball. Mammoth Spring still back in that zone, but it's giving Mountain Home fits tonight. Here's number 10 with it out top. It's Husky. Feeds one down in the right corner for Rucker. Rucker back outside to Husky. Her three-point shot is blocked by Sarah Crow. She couldn't stop it before it goes out of bounds. But what a block on the three-point shot by Sarah Crow, rejected it into the bench over on the Mountain Home side of the floor. And Lady Bombers went down the ball, got it down to Rucker in the corner. Rucker back outside, and now backing it out will be number 10, that is Husky. Actually, number 11, Mullen, has checked in. So now Husky's got it in the right corner. Looking to drive the baseline, kick it back out on top for Rucker. Looking for the three-point shot, couldn't find it. He's over to Mullen. Mullen, nice move to the left. Steps in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Mountain Home back up in the end. Number 23, Winiger, her first 2 points of the night. Makes it a two-point game. 1 minute into the third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bear bring it in the front court. Kay Davis with it. Feeds it on the right side to Lainey Young. Now outside to Bryn Washam. He's had the hot hand for the Lady Bears. Feeds it to Crow at the elbow. Back outside. Shot is up and no good. Three-pointer missed by Davis. And we're going to get a whistle and an injury timeout. Got a Mammoth Spring Lady Bear. Looks like that is Sarah Crow. Shaking up a little bit. After that play, she crashed in a heap with one of the Lady Bombers. It's like she hit her funny bone. Shaking that left elbow a little bit. She's okay. She'll stay in there. Mountain Home makes a substitution. Number 22 checks into the game. That is Moore. Moore back in for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers with it. Here's a pass out front. Deflected by the defense, but picked up by Mountain Home. They got it down inside to Winiger. She shoots and scores. Winiger from 10 feet away from the bucket. And that ties the score at 33. Mammoth Spring Bears have been outscored 4-0 here in the third quarter. Lady Bears working it down inside. Got it in there. Shot is up. No good by Corbett. And the rebound controlled by the Lady Bombers. Corbett might have rushed that shot a little bit. Put it up too hard. So Mountain Home with a chance to take the lead again here. Lady Bears back in that 3-2 zone with Sarah Crow right on top in the middle. Her size and wingspan. There goes a dribble drive into the lane controlled by, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears steal it. Nice play there by Tay Davis. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears come the other way. Davis has got it out on top. Works it to the right side of the floor. Gives it to Lainey Young for three. That one's up off the rim. No good. Actually, that was Bryn Washam. I'm sorry, Bryn Washam with the shot. No good. We're going to get a whistle. And the ball out of bounds down the other end. Ball was deflected by Mammoth Spring. We had a whistle there. I think they were going to call a kick ball, but it went out of bounds anyway. So Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. Now, one official asking the other one why he blew the whistle. And now they're... So what now? because he blew the whistle, then just let it go out of bounds, and now he's coming over and says something to the scorekeeper. They didn't put a foul up. I don't know what that was all about. I really don't. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Mountain Home will inbound it after it went out of bounds on the baseline. That's where they'll inbound. Mullen get triggered in, got it into Husky. Husky gives it off to Moore. Moore pass out front, deflected, but picked up by the Lady Bombers. And they penetrate into the lane, back out front. Got it there to Moore. Moore hands it off to Rucker. Rucker has her pass stolen by Bryn Washam. Washam will drive for the layup, and it's good. Well, Bryn Washam, first 2 points of the second half, comes 3 minutes into the third quarter. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are back on top by two. Mountain Home, again, working around the perimeter. Got it out front for Husky. Husky gives off to Mullen. Mullen dumps it inside to Winiger. Short jumper's good. Winiger scored all 6 points for Mountain Home here. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears don't have an answer for the size in the middle for the Lady Bombers right now. Lady Baird working the ball around the perimeter. Washam's got it on top. Feeds over to Davis on the left side wing. Looks in the lane. Nobody open. Feeds out to Davis. Now right side. Three-point shot is up, and it's good! Number four, Bryn Washam, has been unconscious. 20 points on the line for Bryn Washam. Mountain Home coming the other way. Down now by three. And we're going to finally get a whistle. The Mammoth Spring Lady Baird deflected the pass. And then Laney Young got tied up on the floor with Winiger. And the held ball will belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Bears with a 3-point lead and the basketball. Tay Davis will bring it up into the front court. This is the timeline with 30 seconds to go on the play clock. Lady Bears with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter have a 3-point lead. They swing the ball on the right side. Got it to Washam. Washam got it to the high post. To Corbett. Corbett now takes it down in the corner. One dribble gives up to Washam. Washam looking inside. Nobody open. Out on top now to Sarah Crow. Crow spins and, oh, they're going to call it for a travel. Crow going to be called for the travel, and Coach Scott Small just looks at the official and says, are you kidding? I'll have to watch that one on the film tomorrow and see if it was. It was close. So the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears don't convert with a 3-point lead here. We're down to 3:40 to go. In the third quarter, Mammoth Spring holding on to a 3-point lead. Mountain Home with it, working around the perimeter. Dribble drive into the lane, deflected, but picked up by the Lady Bombers. Got it down in there for Moore. Her shot deflected. Loose ball picked up by Davis for Mammoth Spring. Davis all the way down the floor, shoots it. It's good, and she's fouled on the play. Tay Davis with a little yo-yo hook action. Gets the bucket. And we'll go to the line for the and one. And the foul is on number 10. That is Husky for Mountain Home. Will be her first of the night. And the free throw is up for Davis. No good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. So Mammoth Spring with a 5-point lead. 3:22 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bombers work it up on the left side wing. Cross court they go to Husky. Husky back out on top to Mullen. Mullen swings it down in the corner for Winiger. Winiger cross court to Mullen. Mullen down low. Good ball movement here by the Lady Bomber. Back to Mullen on top. He's in the corner. 3-point shot on the way for Moore. That one bounces off the rim. No good. Laney Young comes down. Rebound for Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears want to run. Tay Davis up the middle of the floor. Gets it to Washam in the corner. Her 3-point shot is blocked and then goes out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball with 2:49 to go in the third quarter. Washam took her time trying to step into that three, and it was blocked by the Lady Bombers. Tay Davis will inbound it on the far sideline, right in front of her own bench. We'll bring it in for Washam. Washam swings around to Young. Back to Washam for three more. No! That one rolled around. No good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And we're going to get a timeout call here by the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. 40-35, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. There's a timeout on the court, and we'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network. Hello? Hello?
The team at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine is focused on your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the unexpected injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has 4 orthopedic doctors and 2 podiatrists on staff to care for your athletes. The Ozarks Healthcare team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and great sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as the OZH Orthopedics and Spine, please visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And we're back at the A.L. Hudson Center. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 5-point lead over the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. I want to say thanks to some more of your Mammoth Spring boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton, Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, Forstler's Home Furnishings and Appliance in Highland and Thayer, and Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Your agent, Zach Barton, in Thayer and Alton. Boosters for Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bear basketball. It'll be Mountain Home basketball here with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with a 5-point lead. Bears led by, they led by 4 at the end of the first half, 33-29. The Bears scored Mountain Home by 1 here thus far in the third quarter. The Lady Bombers working it around the perimeter of the Lady Bear zone. Number 10 with it is Husky. Feeds it down to the right corner. 3-point shot is up and no good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. That is Moore. She can't follow. And the rebound taken by Adriana Corbett for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Here come the Bears. They give it out to Tay Davis on top. The junior holds it at the top of the key. Feeds it on the left side now for Corbett. Number 24, another junior, gives it back to Davis at the top of the key. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears taking their time. Down to 13 seconds on the play clock. They dump it into Crow. Crow spins left, shoots, no good. Rebound taken, and we're going to get a whistle, and we got a foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That was an excuse me foul. Going to be called on Adriana Corbett, I do believe. Yeah, number 24, Corbett, called for the foul, will be her first. That was an excuse me. Now with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter, Mountain Home with the ball down by 5. Mullen brings it into the front court, takes it to the right side of the floor, feeds it out front. 3-point shot is up. That one is no good. Rebound Mountain Home. That is Moore. Moore tried to dribble it, and it's stolen by Sarah Crow. Crow's lead pass out front is then stolen by Mountain Home. Here come the Lady Bombers. Got it over on the left side to Rucker. Rucker looking for a shot, looking to move off a screen. Goes all the way across the top of the key. Hands it out to Husky. Husky to the lane. Pulls up with a shot. No, but a foul. Going to be whistled on the Lady Bears. Looks like number 23. Is that right? Tay Davis? Nope, 24, they said. That is Adriana Corbett. Call for her second foul here in the last minute or so. And there'll be a two-shot foul. First one is up and good. Number 10, that is Husky. Husky with her first point of the second half. She scored 6 in the first. Nobody from Mountain Home with more than 7. That is Husky and Rucker. Another one is up and good. So now Husky with 8 points to lead the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. And the lead is back to 3, 40-37 with a minute to go in the third quarter. Mammoth Spring Bears break the timeline with 28 seconds to go on the play clock. They'll lob it inside to Sarah Crow. Ball poked away by the defense. But Sarah runs in. Gathered it for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Davis with it out on top. Handles the ball, looking at a cutter in the lane. That pass is deflected by the defense, but picked up by the Lady Bears. And another pass inside, deflected by the defense, and picked up by the Lady Bears. They quickly get it down the lane to Young. Her pass in the lane is deflected. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul coming the other way. Foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That one, I believe, was number 23, and that'll be, they called on number 3. Well, number 3 is Lainey Young, called for foul, her second of the game. And Mountain Home with the ball, 35 seconds as they cross the timeline. Got it down to the right corner. Number 2, Rithberg is back in there. Pulls up her dribble, passes out front, almost stolen by Crow. And here's a pass deflected by Bryn Washer. She got it going the other way. Gave over to Lainey Young. Her layup is blocked and goes out of bounds. Number 24, Rucker, came out of nowhere for the block. And with 18 seconds to go, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will get the final shot. if they can hang on to the ball here. 18 seconds to go on the game clock and on the shot clock. The Mammoth Spring can hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Trying to get the ball inbounds. They finally do for, Corbett. Corbett swings it right side, trying to go now to Sarah Crow. Got it to her on the wing. Crow back to Washam. Washam with a shot. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Lady Bears come out there with it. Got it over to, Corbett stepping to the bucket and gets fouled on the shot with 1 second to play in the third quarter. So Corbett, Adriana Corbett will go to the free throw line and shoot the two-shot foul, trying to add to the Lady Bear lead. She does. She hits the first one. Corbett now with 5 points in the game for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And another one is on the way. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound Mountain Home. And that'll do it for three quarters. Our score, 41-37. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. Now with 14 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts in the palm of your hand.
You and FNBC better together. Go Bears and Lady Bears. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative encourages members to take energy efficiency and conservation measures now to help keep winter energy costs in check. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative Energy Advisor's first recommendation is to have a licensed professional inspect your heat pump. Another key is to set the system to the heat setting, not emergency heat or auxiliary. Visit NAECI.com for more energy-saving tips. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You heard the buzzer. That's a call the ladies to play. 8 minutes on the clock. We're headed for the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with the lead over the Mountain Home Lady Bombers, 41-37. Both teams scoring 8 points in that third quarter. Mammoth Spring had the 33-29 lead at halftime. That's 16-14, so the Lady Bears have never trailed at one of the breaks. And here we go with the final 8 minutes on the clock. Mountain Home will open the quarter with the basketball. And they get into Mullen in the backcourt. Mullen brings in the front. Goes to the right side of the floor. Feeds it out on top. Long three-point shot by Moore is no good. Rebound comes out long and controlled by Husky. Husky got it inside. Now back outside to Rithberg. Rithberg trying to get it back to Husky and does. She rips it away from the defense. Ball down to Rithberg down the corner. Rithberg, little wraparound pass and a foul going to be called on Mammoth Springs. That'll be on Adriana Corbett. That'll be number three on Adriana. That was 7:35 to play in the game. That is team foul number four on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Mountain Home inbounds it. Out to Mullen. Mullen out front to Williams. Williams feeds it on the right side to Husky. Back around on top for Moore. Moore thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives it to Mullen. Mullen penetrates in the lane. Shot partially blocked by Crow. And the loose ball picked up by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Tay Davis has got it now, brings it up the floor. Mammoth Spring with a four-point lead and the ball. Neither team has scored here in the first minute of the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring working around the perimeter. Has to Sarah Crow at the elbow. Sarah might have walked, no call. Gives it over to Davis now on the right side wing. Back out on top to Laney Young. Young over to Bryn Washam. Washam leads all scorers tonight with 20. Here's a lob pass. Got it down low to Corbett. Her shot is up and good. Lady Bears playing a little high-low game. And Adriana Corbett now with 7 points in the game. And Mammoth Spring with a six-point lead. Mountain Home trying to cut into it with a three-point shot. Top of the key, no good. Corbett down the rebound. Corbett got it out to Laney Young. Laney into the middle of the lane. Gives it back to Corbett, trailing the play. He'll hand it off to Tay Davis. She lobbed one down inside to Sarah Crow. Couldn't find a shot. Dribbles one time and now shoots and scores. Sarah Crow with her first 2 points since the first quarter. That puts Mammoth Spring up by 8, 45-37. Oh, and a foul here. Going to be called at the top of the key That'll be on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Sarah Crow. Sarah just picked up her third foul after getting her second one early in the second quarter. Sarah didn't play hardly at all in the second quarter. Played all the third quarter, didn't get called for one. She gets called for one here. We're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring has run the lead out to 8. They've outscored the Lady Bombers 4-0 in the first 2 minutes of the period. Here's a pass by Mullen, deflected out of bounds by Laney Young for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Mountain Home will trigger it in, got it over to Husky. Husky, long three-point shot is up off the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Long lead pass, got it out to Washam. Couldn't follow up with a shot. Couldn't hit the shot. Mountain Home coming the other way. Coming in a hurry. Got the ball in the middle. Shot is up and rattles in and out. No good. Rebound controlled by Winiger. She shoots and scores. Winiger with the two. 8 points now for her. All of them here in the second half. First 2 points of the fourth quarter for Mountain Home. Now we got a whistle. And what do we got? We got something going to be called here. The official stopped play and allowed Mountain Home to make a substitution. And the other official looking at the official and said, what was that all about? You can't call stop play and allow the other team to make a substitution, but they just did. I don't understand that at all. Stop play while Mammoth Spring had the ball and allowed Mountain Home to make a substitution. Have to find out why that was allowed to happen. Maybe a little blood on the uniform, something like that. Anyway, Mammoth Spring with the ball. Sarah Crow with a move down the left side of the lane. Couldn't hit the shot. Had a rebound controlled by the Lady Bombers. Here comes Mountain Home with a basketball. Wing it on the left side wing. Cross-court pass is deflected but picked up by Rucker. Rucker steps toward the lane, shoots, and scores. Rucker now with 9 points. She leads the way for Mountain Home tonight. And the Lady Bombers back to the full court pressure. Long pass is stolen by Mountain Home. Down by 4, Lady Bombers have got it back. Here's Mullen. Kicks it out front and around in the left corner now to Coleman. Coleman spins toward the lane, shoots and scores. Coleman, who hasn't played that much, has got 5 points in the game. And that makes it a two-point ball game with 4:31 to play in the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring up by 2. And Coach Small called the timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream.
We're back after the timeout. Coach Scott Small of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears called and kind of settled his girls down a little bit and turned the ball over against the oppressed a couple of times in a row here and has allowed Mountain Home back in the ballgame. Lady Bears had an 8-point lead a moment ago. That lead is down to 2, 45-43 as Mountain Home has gone on a 6-point run here to get back to within 2. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears work around the perimeter. Got the ball here to Skaggs. Skaggs holds it on top. Gives over to Tay Davis on the wing. Out to Bryn Washam for 3. That one rattles off the rim. No good. And the Lady Bears had a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds. Davis almost ran it down in the corner. That ball came off the rim hard. But Davis couldn't quite hang on. And Mountain Home now with the ball with a chance to tie the game with 4 minutes remaining in the contest. They've got it out top. That is Mullen. Mullen lobs one over to Husky. Husky looking to penetrate. Lady Bears cut her off. She still has it top of the key on the dribble. Feeds it now to Coleman. Coleman in lane. Ball stolen by Sarah Crow. Got it out to Laney Young. Laney hits Crow trailing the play. And the Lady Bears now set it. Young going to shoot the 3 in the corner. Hits up off the rim. No good. And rebound controlled by Mountain Home. They're on the run. Husky races up the right sideline, around the defender, count it, No, they're going to wave it off. They're going to call a foul on the floor before the shot. Foul will be on Lauren Skaggs, number 10. Probably a good move right there because Husky hit the shot, but they wave off the bucket. Mountain Home will inbound the ball down on the right side of the basket on the baseline. If they try and lob it in the middle, they don't. Now they bring it out to the free throw line for Moore. Moore, step back three. It's good. Moore went to a spot and said, I'm shooting it right here, and she made it. First three-pointer of the night for Moore, and Mountain Home has taken the lead, 46-45 with 3:15 to go. Here come the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, wash them into the lane. It's going to be fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Bryn Washam has not scored in a while. She had 20 at the end of three quarters, had 15 at the half, 5 in the third quarter, has not scored here in the fourth. And the free throw is up, and it's good. So Washam now with 21, and that ties the score at 46. Lauren Skaggs out of the game as Corbett checks back into the game, and Washam hits both free throws. 22 on the line for Washam. And with 3 minutes to go, Mammoth Spring back up by one. Mountain Home with it out on top. Husky, top of the key on the dribble. Now lobs the pass down in the left corner for Rucker. Rucker dumps it off to Moore. Moore back out top. Her pass is deflected and goes out of bounds. The quick hands of Lainey Young. Tip that one out of bounds. It'll be Mountain Home basketball with 16 seconds left on the shot clock. Lady Bombers get it out to Moore on top. Lady Bears jump out on her. He gives the basketball up to Mullen. Mullen takes it to the left side on the dribble. Her pass almost stolen by Washer. And it'll go out of bounds on the far side. 7 seconds left on the play clock. 2:41 on the game clock. Mountain Home got it in for Husky. Husky over to Mullen. Mullen got it to, and there's a shot clock violation against Mountain Home. Yep, shot clock violation. They got the ball down to Moore, and Moore fired it over the rim from the side. And the shot clock violation. So Mammoth Spring with a one-point lead and the ball, 2:30 to go in the game. Davis brings in the front court. Gives it up to Lainey Young, top of the key, right back to Davis. Davis looking in the paint. Nobody opening there. Mountain Home still playing a kind of a matchup zone now. Here's Young with it on top again. Feeds it over. Inside to Crow. Crow moving left. Puts it up off the window and in. Sarah Crow with a nice move down the left side baseline or left side of the lane. She's got 13 in the game. And the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead is back to 3. Husky with it for Mountain Home. She'll hand it off to Mullen. Coach Scott Small. Oh, we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Oh, my. That was Bryn Washam going to be called for a foul. It was an excuse me foul. Tried to get out of the passing lane. Lady Bombers were there for the pass, and Bryn tried to stop and just bumped into the Lady Bomber. And we get a timeout on the floor. 1:48 to go in the game. Mammoth Spring leads it by 3. Got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate and challenge all students and prepare them for an ever-changing world. The Mammoth Spring School District takes great pride in focusing on community participation and efforts. The school and athletic department want to invite all of its great Bear fans to come out and support the teams throughout the season. Make Mammoth Spring School your school of choice. Go Bears!
And we're back here at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. Beautiful facility, the Highland Classic going on this week. And the first round of games, we have the Mammoth Spring boys a little bit earlier in a thriller as they lost to Harrison 61-58. Harrison hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win it after the Mammoth Spring Bears had hit a three to tie it with 3.8 seconds to go. 1:48 to go here. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears lead the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 49-46. And it's going to be Mountain Home's. We just had the foul on Bryn Washam, which was the 17th foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So Mountain Home will be shooting here, but 1-1 with 1:48 to go in the ballgame. And at the line, number 11, that is Mullen. She misses the first one. Rebound controlled by Bryn Washam from Mammoth Spring. Gives the ball over to Tay Davis. Back over to Washam. Steps it across the timeline with a minute 40 to go in the ballgame. Mammoth Spring can afford to run this down to the final seconds on the play clock unless they hit a wide open shot. They go to, that's Corbett. Corbett gives up to Bryn Washam. Hands it to Sarah Crow. Crow with a dribble drive. The ball's deflected out of bounds off the hands of the defense with 11 seconds on the play clock. Minute 24 to go in the game. It'll be Tay Davis to inbound it for the Lady Bears down on the baseline. Looking in the, looking. Finally got it in for Tay Davis. Davis with it. Feeds out to Bryn Washam on the wing. Top of the key now to Corbett. Corbett's pass in the middle is deflected. Goes out of bounds and will be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball with 1 second to go in the play clock. So Bears got to catch and shoot. 1 second on the play clock. Lady Bears will inbound it in the corner. Got it to Washam. Quick shot is up and just off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Mountain Home. And here come the Lady Bombers with a chance to get back to within one with a bucket. They could tie it with a three. Here's Mullen. Got it down in the corner. It did go out of bounds. Tried to get it down to Moore in the corner. She couldn't hang on to the pass. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring Lady Bear ball. Lady Bears will inbound it. Corbett got it into Tay Davis. Full court, man-to-man pressure here by the Lady Bombers. Davis races up the left sideline, got it across the timeline for Mammoth Spring. Working to get away from the defense here. Pass cross court is stolen by Mountain Hall. And a foul going to be called on Sarah Crow. That was an excuse me. They tried to get the ball to Crow. It was stolen by Winneker. And then Crow fell down and fell into Winneker. And gets called for the foul. And that'll be foul number 4 on Sarah Crow. Comes with 47 seconds to play. Mountain Home making substitutions here. Number 25, Coleman. And number 2, Rithberg will check in. I'm sure that's for defense. And free throw front end, the 1-1 is in and out. No good. Rebound, Mammoth Spring. Tay Davis with a rebound. Got it up to Bryn Washam. Washam crosses the timeline, 40 seconds to play in the game. And we had a foul out front, and that's what Coleman is in there for. Coleman calls the foul. That is just team foul number 4 on Mountain Home. Mammoth Spring with 37 seconds to go in the half, or in the fourth quarter, have a 3-point lead and the basketball. They inbound it into the backcourt for Tay Davis. Davis gives it to Bryn Washam. Washam working around the defense. On the dribble drive, got Sarah Crow. Crow, one dribble, feeds it cross court. And back over to Crow on the right side. Down to 11 seconds on the play clock. 21 on the game clock. And Mammoth Spring looking to get it in the middle, and the Bears want a timeout. Coach Scott Small calling a timeout with 8 seconds on the play clock. 19 seconds to play in the game. His team with a 3-point lead, so he wants to set up something here for a bucket. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30. On the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Scott Small of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears drawing something up for his Lady Bears. They have a 3-point lead and the basketball. They've got 19 seconds on the game clock and 8 seconds on the play clock. He wants them to get a good shot here, try and go up by 5 with less than 20 seconds to go. So the Lady Bears will inbound it on the baseline. Lainey Young will be the trigger to the right side of the basket. He slaps the ball, Lady Bears, with a stack on the right side of the lane. Looking to get it in, looking. Going to have to hurry now. They got it in for Corbett. Corbett gives it over. Shot is up, and no good, but a foul is going to be called on the play. And with 14 seconds remaining in the game, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears could about ice it here. Number 24, Adriana Corbett, at the line, will shoot the two-shot foul. Adriana has scored 7 points in the ball game tonight. First free throw is up, and it's good. Corbett with 8 points. That makes it a two-possession game. Two-possession game, 50-46, with 14 seconds remaining. Mount Home getting substitutions in for the offense here. Second free throw for Corbett is up, and she nailed it. Corbett with a pair of free throws. Here comes Mountain Home, down by five. Taking too much time here. Husky goes down to the baseline, pulls up with a shot that's good. And with 7 seconds remaining, we're back to a three-point Mammoth Spring Lady Bear lead. And Lady Bears, or actually Mountain Home, will call a timeout here. 7 seconds remaining. 51-48. Mammoth Spring with the lead over the Mountain Home Lady Bombers. We'll be back with that final 7 seconds in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-through at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Well, here we go. Final 7.1 seconds of the game. Mammoth Spring with a lead, 51-48. Lady Bears led by two at the end of one quarter, led by four at the half, led by four at the end of three quarters. It's been a tight one. Lady Bears did run out to an 8-point lead at one point in the game. But Mountain Home cut that to two with a 6-point run. And right now, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will inbound the ball. We can bet Mountain Home is going to pressure them full court, man-to-man. They have all night long. And probably if the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears can get the ball inbound, they're going to foul. And the Lady Bears are going to get it in. They do. And Corbett runs away from the defense, has the ball poked away, gets it back, feeds up to Sarah Crow, and now a foul with 0.2 seconds on the clock. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are going to win this one. Sarah Crow is going to go to the free throw line. But this one all over but the shout. 51-48. Mammoth Spring with the lead and 0.2 seconds left on the clock. And now they're going to say no shot. That is only the 16th foul on Mount Home. So Mammoth Spring will inbound it. All they got to do is just catch it. And this game will be over 0.2 seconds. Looking for the inbound and got it in the backcourt. There's the buzzer. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have come to the Highland Classic and beaten the Mountain Home Lady Bombers 51-48 is your final. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap it up.